A warm welcome to each of you joining me for day 7 of this course on happiness and fulfillment. During the first 6 days of this course, we have been focusing on cultivating a deep sense of presence. We have begun to grow an awareness of what it feels like to be in the red and green zones. We have developed strategies for moving from the red to the green zone. We have learnt to connect with our breath and to use our breath to respond rather than react and to enjoy a simple pause. We have also learnt to engage our senses as a way of experiencing pleasure, presence, and the beauty of the green zone. I am hoping that over the last 6 days you have had opportunities both in our meditations together and in your life to experience the green zone, this state of being, of presence, peace, stillness, pleasure, and satisfaction. For some, this state feels like coming home to ourselves. It can feel deeply comforting and nurturing. It can even feel like an act of self-compassion or discovery. I wonder if within these experiences you are becoming aware of a growing sense of well-being and a sense of enduring happiness and contentment. Over the past few days, we have learnt that when we are in the red zone or experiencing feelings of stress, overwhelm, or just feeling busy, our minds may be particularly active. Our thoughts may feel scattered. They may feel overly critical, outcomes-driven, or have a cautionary or fearful tone. This is just a natural part of the nature of our minds. It stems from our evolution where we needed to always be on the lookout for that next threat to our safety and survival. In our modern world where the threat of a lion or tiger is not present, our minds focus on more contemporary threats to our survival, such as running late for work, not responding to those work emails, the logistics of balancing home and work commitments, or worrying about how people perceive us. So rather than strive to eradicate these evolution-based thoughts altogether, it is probably more fruitful to focus our wise attention on understanding and befriending the nature of our minds. Let's engage with our minds and our thoughts in more skillful ways. Let's befriend our thoughts. When we do this, we create a space. Within this space, there is perspective, and with perspective comes freedom. This freedom ultimately contributes to our deep sense of happiness and fulfillment. So during the next 3 sessions, we will turn our attention to our minds and to the thoughts that exist within. Whilst different research cites different figures, the general consensus is that humans may have up to 80,000 thoughts a day, and that up to 90% of these thoughts we may have had yesterday. Research also suggests that up to 80% of our thoughts have a somewhat negative or cautionary quality to them. Just allow these figures to land for a moment or two. Pretty incredible, don't you think? And from these figures, we can understand the power of Buddha's words: nothing can harm you as much as your thoughts unguarded. In today's session, we shall focus on simply becoming more aware of our thoughts. We will cultivate a sense of curiosity about where our thoughts tend to take us. For example, do we tend to focus on the past, reflecting on times gone by, ruminating about past actions or conversations, or rehashing scenarios in our minds, wondering how they could have played out differently? Or are we the type of person who spends their days thinking about the future, planning that next holiday or fun activity? Do we spend our days wanting, hoping, or perhaps simply coordinating the practicalities of our busy lives, thinking that if we are just one step ahead, we will be able to protect ourselves and those we love, and that we will be able to take control of our lives? In today's practice, we will also reflect on the tone and feel of our thoughts. Are our thoughts gentle, kind or optimistic? Or are they self-critical, pessimistic or cautionary? We will explore how our thoughts make us feel in our bodies and in our hearts. In today's practice, we don't need to do anything with these thoughts. We are simply cultivating awareness and a sense of curiosity. It is through this awareness that we can begin to see our thoughts more clearly, with more distance and perspective. It is through this awareness that we can begin to understand the powerful idea that we are not our thoughts. We are the awareness that notices these thoughts. When we understand this, our thoughts lose their power, they become less real, and we experience more freedom both within our minds and our hearts. So let's begin our practice today by finding a comfortable position. Can you offer yourself a smile of appreciation for your commitment to a meaningful life, for your commitment to understanding yourself and the nature of your mind a little more. Breathing into this sense of smile for a moment or two. Allowing it to soften and spread across your body. And as you continue to breathe, allowing this sense of smile to create a softening across your eyes, across your jaw, across your shoulders. This sense of smile softening your stomach, hips and pelvis, inviting your legs and arms to feel heavy. Resting here for a moment or two, allowing this sense of smile and softening to seep further into your body. And drawing your awareness now to your breath, this gentle life force that exists within each of us. No need to manipulate your breath, just greeting it as you would greet a friend, with a sense of warmth and openness. Noticing the air as it enters your body. Noticing the air as it leaves your body. Noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest. Noticing the soft expanse of your belly as the air flows in and out. And now we will begin to explore our thoughts. And I invite you to attend to your thoughts much like you would attend to a friend, with interest, curiosity, and openness. I will guide you in this practice, but if at any stage you feel like letting my voice drift off into the background, that's okay. You can return to my voice and guidance at any time that feels right for you. This is your meditation. These are your thoughts. Beginning now by simply noticing the nature of your mind as it has been today or over the last few days. Has your mind felt busy? Scattered? Alert? Has your mind felt peaceful? Present. clear? Has your mind felt focused or distracted? And today, or over the last few days, where have your thoughts been taking you? Have they been focused on the past or on the future? If they relate to the past, have you been reminiscing, reflecting, ruminating, regretting? If your thoughts have been taking you into the future, have you been planning, hoping, wanting, worrying? Have your thoughts been repetitive, looping? And now, how would you describe the tone of your thoughts today or over the last few days? Has the tone of your thoughts been supportive, soothing, reassuring? Has the tone been more self-critical, pessimistic, or cautionary? Would you describe the tone of your thoughts in another way? Gently observing what happens to your thoughts when you attend to them with curiosity and openness. Do your thoughts seem different? Do they become more or less powerful in your mind? Gently returning your attention to your breath, its rhythmic ebb and flow. As steady and constant as the tide. Have your thoughts today, or over the last few days, felt familiar, like stories or themes you have heard before? Or have they been new thoughts? How do these thoughts make you feel in your body? Tense or contracted? Relaxed, open or spacious? And how do these thoughts make you feel in your heart? Light, open, heavy, closed. Perhaps other words or feelings come to mind. I'm curious, do these thoughts contribute to your sense of happiness and well-being? Allowing yourself to return once more to the steady rhythm of your breath. We are not our thoughts. We are the awareness that notices these thoughts. There is no need to push our thoughts away. When we attend to our thoughts with curiosity and openness, they can ebb and flow like the tide. A steady rhythm. Developing a greater awareness around our thoughts can create a space for you to get to know yourself a little more, to understand the stories you tell yourself, the reoccurring themes that are present in your mind, the lenses through which you see the world. I wonder, what have you learnt about your thoughts during this meditation? What have you learnt about yourself? When you are ready, beginning to deepen your breath, slowly finding movement through your fingers and toes. Opening your eyes and bringing your awareness into the space you are in. Your home practice today is to continue to be curious about the nature of your thoughts. At any time during your day, you can pause, take a breath, and just be curious about your thoughts. Where are they taking you? What is their tone? How do they make you feel? Befriending your thoughts in this way creates a space for you to interact with your mind in more skillful ways, in ways that ultimately contribute to your happiness and fulfillment. I look forward to connecting with you on day 8, where we will shine a gentle light on our thoughts that are self-critical.